At this year's ballot box, Nevada voters may decide whether some medical equipment will get a sales tax exemption. KUNR's Ann Gray has the details.
Ballot question 4 proposes to nix the sales tax on durable medical devices like oxygen tanks, wheelchairs, and ventilators. Precious Hall is a political science professor with Truckee Meadows Community College. She says opponents of the initiative argue that it's unclear how losing this tax revenue could impact the state financially. They also consider the legislation's language as vague.
Some of the criticisms of this ballot measure is that what it will do is it will amend the Constitution to allow the legislature to create a law to exempt medical equipment. It does not actually say that the legislature has to follow through with it, but it will give them the ability to do so.
But backers of the measure, Haw says, view these medical items as health essentials.
When we talk about durable medical equipment, these are necessities. These are not luxuries. These are necessities for many people. And even though we could potentially lose money, because anytime you don't tax products, you potentially lose money, what we know is that it wouldn't be so significant that it would put the state of Nevada in such a place where it can't do what it needs to do for its citizens.
Question 4 was approved by voters 2 years ago. But as with all amendments to the Nevada Constitution, the measure requires a second vote. Ann Gray for KUNR News.